Our next guest is a special person because what kind of person starts a business and then pledges 50% of their profits to charity? Dean Taverner has done just that. He's on a mission to bring equality to the workplace by raising awareness about menstruation. Now, Dean is the co-founder and CEO of Pixie. Now, they believe that everyone, regardless of gender, ought to have their natural hygiene needs met. And his company, Pixie, encourages businesses and schools to make menstruation products, tampons and pads, readily available and discreetly available in every public cubicle. How awesome is that, ladies? I mean, it's really awesome. He joins us now to talk more about it. Dean, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I'm just going to say it. I love that, like, you're a dude and you're the co-founder of this amazing company. Congratulations. What motivated you to start Pixie?
Thanks. It actually started after my wife, Nina, the other co-founder. So we're a husband and wife team working on this. She went to a women's business conference, had about 3,000 women attending, and one of the speakers there brought up this issue of getting caught out at work without a tampon or a pad or any other sort of period product available. Having to wrap a sweater around your waist or sort of slide against the wall or borrow one from a colleague, which can be a bit embarrassing for some people. And so the speaker asked the audience if anyone else has had this experience. And as far as my wife could see, nearly every woman in the audience raised their hand. So she came home that day, told me about this, and that got us talking. Why is that the case? Why would every woman in a big audience like that have had the same problem and it's not been fixed? And so basically Pixie was born that night. We agreed to do something about it, and that led to me resigning from my other job, my previous job, and committing all of my time to trying to get period products where they should be, which we basically think is everywhere where toilet paper is available.
Yeah.
That's a basic hygiene need.
Oh, that is so great. So how is a girl or a woman's education impacted and by her periods or possible lack of access to products?
It can be huge. So we don't have a lot of information in Australia on the impact of period poverty, which is the general term for lack of access to period products, and how that impacts school. But there is information from around the world. So there's plenty of information on how this affects girls in developing countries, girls who don't get an education or miss out on days of their education will fall behind the boys. That can have long-term impacts on their income, their independence, and so on. But even in developed markets, or similar countries to Australia, like United Kingdom and New Zealand, it can be a big issue. So New Zealand have recently announced an intention to provide free period products in all schools throughout New Zealand. They found that 8% of girls in New Zealand had missed out on days at school due to a lack of access to period products. And we don't know if it's exactly the same in Australia. We have done our own survey just last month in September, just focused on Sydney school girls. And we surveyed more than 850 high school girls, and more than 83% of them said they don't think their school offers any free period products. So for the vast majority of girls in school at Sydney, if they happen to get caught out without having brought their own period product to school, they'd be in a tight spot.
They would be, right? And being a teenager is hard enough, right? Let alone without having one of these even more awkward moments at school. Menstruation products can have quite a big impact on the environment. What is that, and how does your product differ?
Yeah, again, that's huge just because of the volume of period products used around the world. And when we decided to tackle this problem of period products being available in workplaces and schools, my wife and I are both very pro-environment, and we just decided that we weren't going to do it by trying to distribute tampons or pads with plastic wrappers that sit in landfill for more than 400 years after being used, the products used for less than a day at a time. That just didn't make sense to us. Worldwide, more than 45 billion period products are discarded every year. A vast majority of these products and their packaging ends up in landfill, and we just couldn't contribute to that. So we made sure before we launched that we sourced a product that had no plastic in the product or in the packaging, because we don't want to contribute to that 45 billion period products ending up in landfill.
You guys donate half of your profits to empowering women. What motivated this decision?
We chose to give half of our profits back to charity because we believe it's the right thing to do. We wanted to make a lasting positive impact on the world, and giving back, if we can have some success and share that and give that back to people who need it, that just seems like the right thing to do. So that was on the board from day one.
I think it's you're tackling a really, really important baseline issue for, half the population. So I think that's really, really fantastic. And this giving back is also a really admirable, honourable aspect to your business. When you tell people, when you tell your mates what you've gone to do, how do they respond?
Good question. Yeah, we are. My mates are supportive. Definitely some people sort of react initially with a bit of surprise or disbelief that I, as a guy, are spending all of my time working on menstruation and period products and reducing period poverty. But for pretty much everyone that we've spoken to, if there's any shock or surprise at all, it disappears in a few seconds. I think people realise that this is an issue that affects half the population. There is no one who doesn't know someone who menstruates, even if they don't themselves.
I know, right? So. And we wouldn't be here without it. Like, it's part of the evolutionary cycle of getting pregnant, giving birth. Like, we all owe our lives to menstruation, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's such a natural occurrence. And yet, compared to other basic hygiene needs, it's so stigmatized. We don't talk about it, despite it being, in, as you said, 50% of the population.
Well, Dean, look, thank you so much for your time this morning. We wish you all the best, and we will link the company to the 2SER website so people can jump on there and read more about what you do.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for that.
Have a great day,
Dean. Pleasure to talk to you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.